Gentlemen, welcome back to another episode of Joshua Segafis in the Morning. As you have probably deduced from the title, the topic of this episode is how to make her desire only you, brain chemistry lessons from Helen Fisher. Now, Helen Fisher is an incredible researcher, scientist who wrote the book, Why We Love, The Nature and Chemistry of Romantic Love. And in this book, in one particular chapter, in the chapter, Chemistry of Love, Scanning the Brain in Love, she gives an example of something that I think far too many men misunderstand in the modern day. A lot of people are concerned about cheating, infidelity. They're like, what if I get together with someone and they don't want to continue with me? What if they want to upgrade from me? A lot of men have this kind of dark, foreboding mentality that women are just out to monkey branch away. Women are just out to basically get with a guy and then leave him later on. A lot of guys are worried about this and they ask themselves, what's the point of even dating if that's the destiny that dating is going to hold for you? Now, these concerns are understandable. And in fact, I used to deal with them myself. I have experienced infidelity in relationships, just like most men who've been in any relationships have. However, that was earlier on in my journey. After a while, I came to realize a secret to literally not needing to worry about this anymore. And the secret is reiterated in this book. Helen Fisher does a fantastic job of, while she's interviewing candidates for her, you know, her love research brain scans, and she's interviewing them, she heard one woman literally spell out this one characteristic of a relationship that can actually keep you from experiencing cheating with your partners. In other words, you can have the woman you're dating desire you, only you, not really even care about any other guys. And you might ask, how do you do this? Do you have to hypnotize her? You know, is it some kind of like love potion? And no, it's not. It's actually very simple brain chemistry phenomenon. And I'm going to explain exactly what it is. I'm going to read you an excerpt from this book, and this is going to kind of demonstrate this for you. Our most dramatic subject was Barbara, a tall, fair, redheaded, handsome, and extremely verbal woman in her early 20s. She had met Michael on the beach in New Jersey 5 months earlier. She was so in love that she was having trouble sleeping. Her mind raced. She felt shy in his company. At times, her heart pounded when they spoke on the phone. She obsessively replayed in her mind their times together. She spoke of the electricity she felt. She reported that she would go crazy when he didn't call. She was wildly jealous, too. Apparently, he had lots of women friends, and she didn't even like him to talk with one on the phone. When I asked her if she would consider having a second romantic relationship on the side, she was dumbfounded. Characteristic of almost all lovers, Barbara couldn't conceive of spending time with anyone but Michael. And when I asked her what she liked most about him, she replied, chemistry. It was the first time Barbara had been in love. She glowed. Listen, gentlemen, here's the truth of the matter. When you are in a relationship, when you're dating someone, either that person is going to truly desire you as a first priority or they're not. And this makes a really big difference. Some guys, they get sort of desperate, kind of lonely, willing to reach out, willing to accept anything they can get in terms of like a woman in their life, female attention, female affection, and they will accept lower priority attention. In other words, a woman who isn't putting them first, who doesn't consider them her first choice, who doesn't act in a way that makes it evident that she highly desires them, they will settle for less than that because they don't think they can do better. But listen, gentlemen, here's the key. The key is to become the most attractive version of yourself, to learn dating skills, and then to take action to use those skills and your attraction metrics to attract a wide range of women and to be on the lookout for the women who display that they desire you the most. Then it's a simple matter of vetting partner choices, finding someone who checks the most important boxes, someone you have chemistry with, but who also prioritizes you and wants you as a first priority option. I cannot underscore how crucial this is, gentlemen. When you actually prioritize dating people who highly value you, who consider you their number one option, who think that you're the best person they could ever get, like when you focus on people who feel that way about you, who display and act like they have those types of feelings, that type of desire for you, that changes the whole game. And the fact of the matter is that as you work on yourself, as you go to the gym, as you improve your health and wellness, as you level up your other attraction metrics, wealth, power, status, income potential, strong social networks, leadership ability, social aptitude, all of these different things, they matter. And as you work on leveling up your attraction and you learn about women, and that's a really key, that's a key part of it, understanding women so that you can interface with them, make them feel like they are amazing when they're just spending time with you. And I don't mean by pedestalizing, but I mean by literally using science of attraction, using simple dating skills to just interface and create amazing chemistry, create amazing energy between the two of you. Then you have more options to choose from. You have more women who are focus on you, want you as their number one option, and then you can, you know, either date a rotation of women or you can narrow it down, focus on one very special woman, get into a relationship with her, and that solves the problem. But the key is, if you waste your time on women who are not prioritizing you, who are not giving you that first priority energy, you're not going to have that time, energy to go actually meet the women who will feel that way about you. And you're not going to have the time to go better yourself to attract those types of people. So it all comes back to that, gentlemen. You have to make sure that in your life, you are prioritizing this kind of dating experience, not wasting your time on less. This is so crucial. Do not let your time and energy wasted on people who are not desiring you so much that they couldn't even conceive of cheating with someone else, that they couldn't even conceive of spending time with someone else. So why would they want to go on a date with someone else? They want to be with you. They want to text you. They want to go out with you. They want to have fun with you. They want to come over to your house and hang out. They want to have dinner with you. They would much rather have dinner with you, have a drink with you, have coffee with you than with three other guys. Why? Because you are the one who created the emotional impact. You're the one they feel the connection with. And so that's how you make that process work for you. And if you struggle with that, just keep in mind, I offer free 15-minute discovery calls. I have one-on-one coaching services, and I have a complete dating and masculinity transformation system course. You can find all this stuff down in the description. And gentlemen, life is too short for a dating life that sucks. It's time to get it on track. It's time to start conquering this milestone in your life. Achieve the dating life of your dreams. Become the type of man that women would naturally crave and desire, and then take action to go out there and meet amazing women, fill your calendar with amazing dates, and get started on the path to creating that dating life that you've always wanted so that you can enjoy it and enjoy the satisfaction that comes from engaging with amazing women on a regular basis. And gentlemen, that's all I have to say on that one. Helen Fisher truly gives us the answer to how to make women desire only you. And the key is you have to engage that emotional impact. You have to build that connection, build that chemistry, and you do that by self-development, understanding women, and then taking action to meet plenty of amazing women and choosing the right ones to invest your time and energy into. Gentlemen, that's all I've got to say on this. I will see you back again here bright and early tomorrow morning, 5 a.m. for another episode of Joshua Sakafis in the Morning. Go with grace and never give up your power. I'll see you on the next one, gentlemen.